Listening Library presents Winterkeep by Kristen Kishore. Read for you by Xanthi Elbrick. Note to listeners, this audiobook includes a downloadable PDF which contains a cast of characters. A note to the listener. It's doubtful that the worlds of my fantasy novels have a method of date-keeping equivalent to our Gregorian calendar or our 7 days of the week. It's almost certain that the nations of Monsey and Winterkeep, which reside on continents that developed independently, would not have the same calendar as each other. When I use the Gregorian calendar and days of the week while relating the stories of these characters, consider it a friendly translation I'm providing for you, from their world to ours. I want your mind to be free to enter these characters' lives, not tangled up in confusion about what day or month it is. Part 1. The Keeper. The man with the white streak in his black hair was diving too close to her again. He was a powerful swimmer, for a human. He kept pulling down through the water with strong arms and hands, propelling himself with big kicks. The sea creature tried to quiet her trembling limbs so that if the human got deep enough to see her, he would think she was just a mountain of moss on the ocean floor, and would turn away and stop scaring her. Then the human shot back up to the surface. The creature relaxed, relieved that humans needed air. Especially this human, who was different from the others. Most humans jumped out of a boat, thrashed around in the water looking like birds, trying not to fall out of the sky, then dragged themselves back into their boats, satisfied. The sea creature never saw them again.